It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. More than a year ago, the 2014 midterm election looked like a sleepy one in Iowa. But a U.S. Senate seat and two congressional districts are up for grabs without incumbents. With the primary election a little more than 2 weeks away, we're taking a look at the open races. This morning, we talk about the first congressional district in northeast Iowa. The district includes Cedar Rapids and Waterloo. Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley is leaving the post to run for Tom Harkin's U.S. Senate seat. This morning, we're joined by Christinia Krippis, a political reporter at the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. You've been following this race. It's unique from the other non-incumbent races. It's a pretty crowded one. We'll start with the Republicans. This has been a district that stayed Democratic the last few elections. Who's running for the GOP nomination, and how are they positioning themselves?
Well, we've got three candidates who are running. Rod Blum is a Dubuque businessman. Steve Rocci is a Cedar Rapids businessman, and Gail Bolivar is a Marshalltown attorney. Both Rod Blum and Steve Rocci have run before. They have both lost primary races. Rod Blum has run once before. He lost in the 2012 primary, and Steve Rocci has run twice before, once for a U.S. Senate seat in 2008 and once in a House seat in 2010. The differences, I would say, are that Blum and Rocci are both probably running to the right. Well, I would say Blum is probably more libertarian, and Steve Rocci is maybe kind of that compassionate conservative that we've heard about. And Gail Bolivar is kind of the standout for running as a moderate. He's not positioning himself strongly on pro-life. He's not positioning himself strongly on traditional marriage. And he actually doesn't want to repeal Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, which in this election year has been something that most Republicans have said they still want to do.
So do these distinctions really set them apart for voters? I mean, as far as how they're getting their message out?
Again, I think that Rod Blum and Steve Rocci, there's a little bit more nuance there. Gail Bolivar is definitely a standout. If anything, I think Rod Blum has kind of been out there more. I think you see his face more often. He's got higher fundraising numbers. So I think the distinction is maybe experience, if you will. I know that they both have run before, but Blum has seemed to kind of learn some lessons from his previous run.
And the Democrats are hoping to hold on to the seat. You covered a recent debate of the Democratic candidates. Did anything stand out about them all interacting?
You know, not really. I mean, they're all kind of in the same line. I think all of them are kind of trying to use the progressive motto. I mean, to varying degrees, they're using that. Some are running on experience. Some are running on more just coming from the outside, if you will.
Who are the candidates and how are they setting themselves apart from one another?
There's Pat Murphy, who's probably been around the longest. He's a 25-year veteran of the Iowa House. Then there's Anessa Katazovic, who's from Waterloo. She's kind of a young up-and-comer, so she's definitely positioning herself as very progressive and not a career politician. There's a former lawmaker and former Iowa Utilities Board member, Swati Dandekar. She's from Cedar Rapids, positioning herself strongly on education and economic development. Dave O'Brien is from Cedar Rapids, and he's a civil rights attorney and positioning himself strongly on labor. And Monica Vernon is a Cedar Rapids city councilwoman who's kind of positioning herself as somebody who can bring everybody to the table and work toward a solution.
Now, does the absence of Ben Lang, the Republican who challenged Bruce Braley and got pretty close to defeating him once, does his absence say anything about this race?
I don't know about him in particular. There are definitely some big name Republicans who didn't run, or Walt Rogers briefly was running and then dropped out of the race. You know, I think some of those people were considered stronger candidates, like current Speaker of the House, Craig Paulson, from the Cedar Rapids area, decided against a run. And I think people would have considered him a strong candidate. So it is, I guess, interesting, at least on the Republican side, for who didn't run, because they were some names that I think people would have known across the region.
Now, do both parties seem to think that getting Linn County, which is where Cedar Rapids is key to winning this, or is the ground game seen in all counties trying to up it everywhere?
I think there are different strategies. The people from Cedar Rapids, I would say, haven't been in Waterloo or in other areas quite as much. I know Anessa is campaigning. She's working the ground game very hard. You see her on college campuses. You see her you know, at small little gatherings across the area. So she's definitely out there working everywhere. But I know a couple of her appearances have definitely been in that Cedar Rapids area.
What are the polls showing then? Who is it looking like is going to be running in November against one another?
There are definitely, I think, people are seeing Murphy as the stronger candidate. I think most recently that I can recall was a Loras College poll out of Dubuque that showed Murphy with a 30% of the vote. And I think Anessa was the next closest at 12. And then kind of everybody else was in single digits beyond that. And I think it's striking because it showed him so far out ahead of everybody else. On the other hand, it still doesn't reach that 35% threshold that would be needed in an election to avoid going to a convention.
And if it does go to convention, how do you see everything falling into place?
I think it'll maybe depend on the percentages. You know, if Pat Murphy does get somewhere close to that 30%, and I think that the convention delegates will definitely consider that strongly, and I think they'd probably favor experience.
All right, Christenia, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier political reporter Christenia Krippis. She's covering Iowa's 1st District congressional race. It includes the cities of Cedar Rapids and Waterloo. This week, we're taking a look at Iowa races without incumbents. Tomorrow, we go to the 3rd District in southwest Iowa. The primary is June 3rd.